This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. We're coming to you live from the offices of GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. We are located at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And Paul Inagro is with us here for the hour, and we're going to be talking all things insurance and a little bit about our health care as well. And Paul, appreciate you having us out once again.
Thanks for coming out, Scott. Beautiful day.
Man, a gorgeous day.
Yep.
We should have played something and played golf.
Play golf, yeah. We should have put on an old show, recorded show, and go play.
Exactly. Once again, GIA, they are really the only insurance company we have ever associated ourselves with. And I shouldn't say insurance company. They're brokers for insurance, and, they're real allegiance is to you, the client, and not to an insurance company. You may have heard the term captive agent. That is not what GIA is all about. They are here to do all that research and go find you the best value for your insurance needs. And the word insurance is on there just about. They can help you out with it. So, Paul, I thought we'd kick off today just a little bit. You know, you mentioned the weather and the summer and all the things. And past several ATVs coming up here, and some of them have that they're rentals. And I got just thinking about the insurance needs that, you know, everybody's going to be looking at. Maybe they took their motorcycle off of some kind of full policy for a while, or, campers, trailers, RVs, all of that. But the thing with RVs, I think, is a big deal because, I mean, I know a lot of people, everybody had to drive one the very first time, and I can't probably imagine all the accidents that happen with people driving a big RV when they've never driven one.
Yeah, I think it's like driving a bus for the first time. And the motorcycle thing is a very big deal because that happens very often where people ride their motorcycle during a nice weather, mm-hmm. In the spring, summer, fall. And then they call us and want to take it off their policy. They don't want to pay for it because it's sitting in the garage. So they drop the policy, and then next year they rewrite it. But, Colorado, you could have a gorgeous day in January.
Absolutely.
And someone says, oh, let's go out for a ride. You're not thinking, oh, I don't have insurance on it. You're thinking, let's get out for a ride and have a good time. And all of a sudden you're out there with no insurance.
Sure.
RVs now, a lot of people own RVs and insure them. I mean, it's insured like an auto. But what if you go rent one? Now, normally, you rent that RV, and you've got the coverage under your auto insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if you don't have, like, comp and collision, for example? Okay, so you just have liability only. Rental company, they're probably going to either offer you or require that you buy their coverage. So I believe if you have comp and collision, they can't make you take it.
Right.
But if you don't have comp and collision, they might be able to, and you might want to do it anyway.
Sure.
And as we were talking about, whether it's an RV or an auto that you rent, I don't know if, last time I did it, I remember having to go around the car before I drove it off. And any time I saw a scratch or a ding, I took a little picture of it because I didn't want them thinking I did it when I came back. And
right.
If you don't document that, and they come back and say, well, there's three dings on there. They weren't there, and you didn't document it. Guess who's paying for it?
Yep.
You're paying for it. And if it could go against your insurance, but if you have a $500 deductible for comp and collision, there's a good chance you're going to pay it out of your pocket.
Sure.
Now, you could take that extra insurance that they offer, and that would cover it as well. But the thing with an RV, as you said, what if it's the first time you're driving it? Or once again, you just don't drive it one very often.
Yeah.
It's easy to make a turn and cut it too tight, all of a sudden telephone pole stop sign, right? Trying to maneuver in or out of a parking space. you know, once again, it's a different type vehicle that you're driving, and you need more clearance. And mm-hmm. if you don't allow for it, all of a sudden you've got a scratch, a dent, a ding, and you're going to owe that. And,
right.
and this is the getting into RV season.
What about these really nice ones, you know, where, I mean, man, you might have 8 or 10 people with you in there. When you get to looking at policy limits on things, and let's say there was an accident, you know, and got 8 people in this thing and all of them have some kind of injuries. I mean, should you look at some kind of umbrella if you're, you know, in that kind of case?
Well, definitely, and certainly the property too. I've seen some of these where there are hundreds of thousands.
Oh, man.
They're like a house for,
yeah.
you know, cost-wise. And so, yeah, you definitely have to have the property. And also, you know, that's another reason why you might want to have higher property limits on your policy. What if you hit an RV?
Sure.
That's $300,000. You know, that $50,000 property on your policy is not going to go very far.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do have those vehicles out there, but the liability, the umbrella, is to increase your liability. And an umbrella policy is, in essence, it is excess liability coverage, and it's usually rather inexpensive, running anywhere from, you know, $125 to $250, $300 a year for the whole year, and you may be getting an extra $1 million, $1.5 million of liability coverage.
Right.
So it's very inexpensive extra insurance,
sure.
And especially if you have stuff, and if you're driving around a RV like that, there's a pretty good chance you're a pretty good income. You've got some assets
right.
and that you need to protect.
Sure. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. We're at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And if you've got any questions for Paul, maybe you're thinking about doing some renting of some ATVs, anything like that, again, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. Now, we got a long weekend coming up, and I wanted to bring up about ATVs because I already had some friends call us, hey, come over, we'll ride ATVs, all this stuff. When you start giving people rides on an ATV that you own and all, I mean, are there different, and I have mine insured here, I don't remember what all Yana hooked me up with for my ATV, but when you're going to be maybe having, you know, a couple small kids on a back, all that, should you get, you know, releases from, you know, parents and stuff when you're doing stuff, or is any of that stuff even going to help you?
Yeah, I don't even think it's going to help you.
Yeah.
And because you're not doing it commercially,
right?
You know, it's a personal thing. So that's where, once again, where that personal umbrella could mm-hmm. come in really handy. I always tell people, if you're going to get on an ATV, make sure your medical insurance is paid up.
Right.
But you've got out of pocket with your medical insurance too.
Sure.
But we've seen some situations here. I mean, some of our clients who have rolled ATVs become paralyzed and
yep.
disabled, and it's a tragic situation. But then there's also a money trail there too,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure you've got the adequate coverage, the underlying limits under your policy, the liability, and then you want to add on the umbrella. But and something like this, yeah, you could have someone sign that form, but there's still going to be some lawyers getting involved.
Sure.
There's going to be a settlement.
Right. And the main thing, too, just safety tip here, no matter how flat the land looks like you may be riding on, these ATVs now are unbelievable, the power they have. And, you know, I see people, oh, we're just going to ride around here on, you know, an acre of ground, and like you say, they don't put on helmets, they don't put on anything, and then all of a sudden something gets out of control and they flip it and people are hurt really bad.
Yep. So make sure you wear your helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, if you watch your speed, be careful. They are so powerful and it's very tempting. And
sure.
Oh, there's no one around. Let's gun it. And then you hit a ditch or something and all of a sudden you're underneath the ATV.
Yep, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about our health care. You were sharing with me an article here earlier from our Congressional Budget Office. So start right there. Who kind of makes up that group?
Yeah.
Besides people that can't predict anything right.
Right. Well, I was just going to say it's people who can't predict anything right. It's supposed to be nonpartisan. Okay. It's a government agency. there's, it seems like there's more partisanship going on there than anywhere else. And also the CBO is restricted in they have to make these predictions based on data that's given to them. So who's giving them the data? I remember in 2009 when Obamacare was being debated and they were trying to do the cost estimates. Every week, a new cost estimate was coming out from the CBO. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because the Democrats were giving them new information. You know, last week's CBO numbers didn't look good, and so there was a lot of pressure on them, so they gave the CBO some new data. We'll try this one, and let's see how those numbers come out this time. And they just kept doing it until they got the numbers they wanted. Okay, kind of like how it happens in some of these elections where the Democrats keep recounting and keep recounting until they get ahead, then they stop.
Yep.
So once they get the number they want, then they stop and publish the numbers. The CBO has been off. I mean, way off. I can't even remember when they've been on target. And to give you an example, the CBO projected that by now, actually by 2 years ago, 28 million Americans would be insured under the Obamacare exchanges. It's less than 10 million insured. Okay, I mean,
that's close.
Close for government work, right? Not for us. We'd be fired.
No,
we'd be out of business if we're that far off. From whatever data they have, they're saying that they're predicting an average 15% increase on Obamacare plans for 2019. Okay? Well, I mean that's a very vague number, mm-hmm. because that number could be 38% in North Carolina, it could be 42% in Nevada, it could be 13% in Colorado. I mean, that's just an average
number. And our state's going to vary quite a bit.
Right.
From depending on where you live in our state.
Oh, yes. For example, you might see a lower percent increase on the Front Range where we have more competition as opposed to maybe Steamboat Springs where there's one insurer. Mm-hmm. And you might see a bigger increase there. So that's what they're saying, 15%. And what it turns out to be in Colorado, we don't know yet. That'll be filed here in a few weeks, and we'll start getting some idea on that. But kind of what piqued my interest in the article was why they were saying that the increase of 15%, and it made me once again think. I thought this was supposed to be a nonpartisan part of the government. So they were talking about the current administration, Trump administration, getting rid of the individual mandate, that was going to drive or fuel the rate increase. And I say to that, hogwash. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're predicting 10 of the 15% due to the removal of the mandate, and I think that's a crock. Okay, I think the 15% increase is coming about because of the law and the way it was set up. And things that we've talked about now since 2011. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you create a law in which you, in essence, put handcuffs on the insurance companies, okay, they're not allowed to underwrite, they're not allowed to apply any pre-existing conditions. Okay, they have to take everyone regardless of health. They narrowed the rate bands between older and younger people. They increased taxes and fees on the insurers. And you do all these things, you're going to raise the premium. And the premiums did go up. As premiums go up, it becomes harder and harder for young people and healthy people to justify buying that coverage.
Sure.
We knew that. We knew that in 2011. We still know it today. Okay. And what happens is that people, the premium gets too high, and people who don't use it don't buy it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have now.
Yeah.
Okay. So people that are buying insurance today, they're not buying it because of the individual mandate. They're buying it because they need it, or either they're responsible enough to understand they need it, mm-hmm. or they need it because they're using a lot of health care. Okay, and if they're not buying it, they don't care about the mandate, okay, because they're looking at it and saying, well, the mandate penalty is much lower than the premium,
right?
And they're choosing not to buy coverage. Mm-hmm. So to just say that the increase is due to the mandate removal is, to me, it's just ridiculous. the removal of the mandate is going to be minimal, have a minimal impact on these premiums.
Right.
At least for 2019.
Sure. So when do you think we'll start seeing this back in the press again and, you know, everything? Because there's been a lot going on with Trump.
Yeah.
It seems like every day there's something different. But the health care topic has kind of been on the back burner here for a little bit.
Yeah. Rates are being filed across the country in Colorado next month by June 15th. They'll be filed. But we won't know what's in there till July 15th. And then you'll start seeing the partisans come out and say, oh, look, Colorado's getting an 18% increase on average. You know, it could range from 8% to 40%, depending on the insurer and the area. And they're going to say, yeah, we're getting an 18% increase, just as an example, thanks to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Not thanks to Obama, who created this stupid law that doesn't work, okay, that drives premium up. But thanks to Trump, the rates are going up. And we said this 5 years ago. We said, who's ever in office after Obama is going to get the blame?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, the premiums are going up because of the structure of the law.
Sure.
And
healthcare costs are
skyrocketing.
Exactly. I mean, they're just out of control.
Yeah, because the Affordable Care Act did nothing to control the cost of healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you've got any questions or comments for Paul, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. We're at 9195 West 44th Avenue, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we are coming to you live from the offices of GIA. We're at 9195 West 44th Avenue. This is Group Insurance Analyst, and again, they are the only insurance folks that we ask for their help, and we endorse, and I know I certainly have great comfort in having them deal with all of our stuff, and Paul even kind of working on some life insurance policies now because you find out, hey, in just a few years what I currently have is running out. And man, when you look at the age, and I'm thankful for this that everybody's living longer, but I mean, a lot of people probably need to look at some of their policies and realize, hey, are you better off looking at something here 5 to 7 years before it runs out, right?
Yeah, that's a great point, because we get calls every week from people. And I'm just thinking of one the other day. He's 72 years old, and he called and said, you know, my cheap 15-year term policy just ran out. I need another cheap 15-year term policy.
Yeah, that probably going to happen at 72, right?
Right. I said, well, you're 72. That's one strike. And
yeah.
And tell me about your health, you know, because these life policies are underwritten. He said, oh, my health's good, except I did have prostate cancer a few years ago. And so that's strike number two. Okay, you can just put out of your mind the cheap 15-year term policy. Mm-hmm. We're going to be lucky if we find you anything, okay, because that you had that cancer so recently. So, yes, you need to be very careful about looking at that insurance, especially if you want that insurance to be there, you know, when you die. And,
sure.
And you see people say, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you know, there's different types of insurance needs. Okay, you know, when you're younger in life, you might need extra life insurance because you have kids. And if you're gone, you need there needs to be money there to raise those kids, okay, put them through school and so forth. But at some point, those kids will be on their own, and that insurance will no longer be necessary. That's called temporary insurance. And we fund that normally with a term insurance policy. But if you say, you know, I want that policy to be there when I die, regardless of the age, well, what if you live to 93 mm-hmm. or 95? I was with someone the other day who was 98 years old. Okay, well, a term policy is not going to work. And that's when you have to be thinking about it in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even before, about taking that portion maybe and buying a permanent life policy. Now, that policy is going to be more expensive. Could be more expensive now, but if you live to 98, it's going to be there.
Sure.
And the premium will be the same or might even be paid up by that time. So you have to kind of look out to say, well, you know, I think I need X number of dollars up to age 80. Okay, then at age 60, I'd be thinking, well, I've got this one policy in force, but it's going to run out in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do at age 67? I've got another 13 years to go. You might be thinking, well, I'm 60. Let me see if I can get a 20-year term policy, drop my other policy, get a 20-year term. I'm insurable now, or at least if you are insurable, and that'll take me to age 80 with at the same premium. Okay, now, yes, granted, I'm going to pay more right now to do that than my old policy.
Right.
And I'm going to pay more for the next 7 years, but I'm probably going to pay a heck of a lot less for the remaining 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to look at.
So it's probably never a good thing to be renewing something once it's run out, right?
Right.
When you're talking about life insurance like this.
Right, because yeah. What happens is when that policy runs out, your premium will go up dramatically. It'll go up to a point that's higher than what you would pay to buy a new policy. Okay, so if you're insurable, you're going to go buy a new policy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not insurable, that's why that premium gets so high, because the insurance company knows the only people that stay on it are uninsurable.
Right.
And so you got to be cognizant of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Sure. And, you know, it takes a lot of time. We've talked about this. I mean, you guys are brokers, and it takes a lot of time, no matter really what you're looking at today, whether it be your health care, business insurance, life insurance. I mean, you guys offer that service to us and the public for absolutely zero cost.
That's correct. People come in. I mean, an individual can come in here and actually spend the whole day, okay, if they have and need to look at all these different coverages, because they can do it all here. Now, most people don't want to spend the whole day, so they may just look at certain coverages. But, yes, mm-hmm. We can look at and evaluate your home, your auto, your business policies if you own a business, Medicare if you're on Medicare, Obamacare if you're under age 65, your life insurance, home and auto, as we talked about, and dental insurance, and even if you wanted pet health insurance, we could look at that. We don't sell a lot of it, but it's out there. But the thing that we do, and this is the important part, and this is what takes time, is that we're getting, you know, quotes and analyzing those quotes from many different insurance companies based on that product that you need. So if you work for an insurance company and you sell one product, well, it's not that difficult. You go in and you run a quote for that product.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You give it to the customer. They either say yes or no. We get in and we're running, you know, rates and plans and benefits and coverages for many different companies. It could take someone like Yana, who you deal with,
right.
It could take her hours, okay, just to look at your home and auto. Because she's not only looking at all these different insurance companies, then she's looking at the combinations. Should we package the policies? Are the discounts there big enough to package the policies? Or should we split up your home and auto with different companies? And would the savings offset the package discounts? So she's looking at all these different scenarios, mix and match, package. And so when she's done with it, she's put in several hours just looking at that just for your home and auto.
Sure.
Then you need life insurance, you could do the same. You need health insurance, do the same. If you're in business, same thing. And that's the advantage of working with us. And as you said, when we get done, we're not going to hand you a bill and say you owe us this amount of money. We're hoping that you will write that your insurance business through us.
Right.
And if you write it through us, then we will earn a commission from the from whatever insurance company. And that's how we'll get compensated. If you leave and don't do anything, we didn't make anything.
Right.
So that is absolutely true. You can come in here and get that analysis done, and it will not cost you anything.
Right. I was talking to one of our roofing companies the other day, M4 Roofing and Gutters, and I was asking Kevin, the owner, I said, how many times do you get to a homeowner's house where there's been damage and you look at their policy and they are shocked to figure out what they got to pay? And he said, almost every person. And so I wanted to bring up real quick, I mean, I want to talk about two things, even when we come back from the break, kind of with contractors and making sure they're insured properly, because we're in that time now. A lot of people will be doing things around their house. And, you know, it's very easy to put in print, bonded and insured. And most people see those words, and they check no further.
Right. And the economy is so heated right now. There is such a shortage, and there's a big demand for contractors that your normal procedure of, well, let me get quotes from three or four different contractors, and let me analyze.
You may not can get three or four to come out.
Exactly. And then you get frustrated, so you take the first one that comes out, and that you're just so thankful that someone came out. You may forget to check if they have insurance.
Sure.
Because you're just so thankful they're there.
Yep.
And if you don't check and then they screw up, then you're in big trouble. And even if you do check, like you said, what if they hand you a certificate but it's not valid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't pay the premium, so you do want to check that. But in this economy, it's just getting so difficult to get contractors out because they're all so busy, and you know, they're in business, and they have quotes and bids on big jobs and small jobs, and which ones are you going to do first?
Sure.
It's big jobs.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a plumber, and thankfully he's a friend of mine because he comes out and does my little jobs. But he says, you know, all the time, he says, you know, we're getting all these calls, but, you know, we can't even afford to go out on the little jobs. We've got so many big ones to take care of.
Right.
So it could get very very complicated and frustrating for people trying to get that work done, and then they forget that thing about the insurance.
Right. You know, our past history kind of shows hailstorms are coming to some point. I mean, Fort Collins just got hammered, I think, yesterday, day before. But when we talk about the roof thing, just what's a couple of quick tips that people should look at their policy right now?
Well, this is actually a big issue going on right now in Colorado, more in Colorado than any other state. Gone are the days of having full coverage on your roof, full replacement costs. The companies that are offering it are few and far between anymore, and the few that are left will be modifying it here very soon as well. So what's happened is we've had 7-8 years in a row here in Colorado where we've had major hail, major wind, major claims paid out by insurance companies on roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're doing is they're you know, we have a homeowner's policy where you have your coverage is what's called replacement cost, which means if your home burns down, it's going to pay to replace your home, rebuild your home. The roof now for wind and hail, it's very specific to wind and hail damage, is going to be covered differently. Okay, and there's about three ways you could see it covered. One is called actual cash value.
Okay,
actual cash value means that they're going to replace the roof minus the depreciation. So your roofer who was going out there and people are getting surprised, that's where they're getting surprised. They have a roof that's, let's say, 15 years old, and now it's a wind or hail claim, and most likely a hail claim. So your friend goes in and does the roof, and then the policyholder, not knowing what their policy was, is getting 25% of that covered, because it's a 20-year roof that they had on a useful life roof, and is 15 years old. So it's been depreciated, three-quarter of it's been depreciated already, kind of like your car.
Yep.
And so then they get a check for the other quarter, and usually they're not happy. And that's something that we spend a lot of time on with our people here, making sure they understand how their roof is covered. That when you go buy from an agent who works for one insurance company and that's all they have, maybe they don't spend as much time on it. You know, maybe they gloss over the fact that it's actual cash value or a roof schedule, which is another way to do it. And then you have a claim, then you're not happy.
Sure.
So.
Yep. Know your policy. Yep. And that's one thing that's great here at GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. If you give them a call, they will look over these policies, kind of go through them with you, make sure that you understand the coverages that you have. And many, many times, and we've talked about this before, many, many times, the things that you don't have that you need. Paul, is it true to say agents really aren't required by law to tell you about some of these little things?
Well, we are required. We have a fiduciary responsibility to disclose everything. Mm-hmm. But then it comes back to, well, did they do it or not? Did the person remember or not remember? That's why we have so many forms for people to sign.
Sure.
You know, their disclosures. But it's easy for someone also to say, well, I don't remember them talking about it, and when maybe they did. So that's why many times we like people sign these forms.
Yep.
To remind them that, hey, we did talk about this. But it is fair to say that when you're buying insurance over the phone or over the internet, a call center, or telemarketer, or captive, that they may fail to do that. Mm-hmm. And because maybe it doesn't help their sales pitch. And you have to be careful of those call centers.
Yeah.
I mean, that person that you're talking to might not be there in 2 weeks.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Or when your next claim comes through and they're thinking, well, why do I need to spend the time explaining all this? Mm. I just want to make that sale, get paid, and then move on.
Next caller.
Yep. Yep.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the contractor side of things. As I said, this is a time of year where a lot of our contractors are busy and a lot of people are doing things around the house. And so there are some things you need to look out for when you're hiring a contractor as far as their insurance. Are they really insured if they show you a certificate that's just got some dates on it? Paul's going to answer that for us when we come back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
I was out on my motorcycle, and a car came out of nowhere and hit me. And I was hurt bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't go to work. My bike was totaled. I had some savings, but that's all gone. And on top of all that, the person who hit me didn't have any insurance at all. I just don't know what to do.
After you've been in a motorcycle accident, call Kevin Flesh at Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance company designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you to get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now and get back on the road.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. I'm with Paul Lanigro of Group Insurance Analyst. GIA can help you insure and protect all of your needs. I mean, Paul and I were just talking about campers, ATVs, your home, truck, auto, classic cars, health, business insurance.
Medicare.
I mean, they got it all. And real quick programming note, this Saturday, our Sportsman of Colorado show, we are going to be live from 1 to 2 at Iron Horse Armory. And that is located at 10469 South Parker Road. And be a lot going on from about 9 to 5 that day, this Saturday. But we will be live with Sportsman of Colorado from 1 to 2. So I hope you'll come out and see us at Iron Horse Armory. So, Paul, real quick, talking about contractors. And, man, we all watch the news and see where people, you know, got duped. And, I mean, smart people and... sometimes our elderly give these people big contracts and all, so we don't have time to get into all the different things you should look for. But one thing is, you can make sure they're insured.
Well, yes, and the other thing is you want to be very careful about giving anyone upfront money.
Yep.
And as we talked about earlier, you know, we're in a difficult time right now where it's hard to get a contractor. And you finally get one, and they want some money up front, and you're saying, well, I better do it just so... they lock them in, mm-hmm. and then you never see them again. So be very careful. Now, I understand, you know, contractors might have some upfront costs. I had some work done at my house. They needed, you know, the concrete pavers and wall stones and so forth. And I'm like, I've got no problem paying for those.
Sure.
Okay, so you want to send them over, have the company send it over, I'll just write them a check, and then you're not out anything.
Yep.
You know, and then when you're done with it, then your part, you'll get paid.
Sure.
You know, but you know, what happens if you give the contractor that money, they deliver all the stones, and the contractor never pays the distributor.
Yep.
And then they install it all, and then
we've had that happen.
And then, you know, all of a sudden the distributor's coming back to you, say, "Oh, you owe us another $20,000," and you're like, "Well, I paid the guy." Well, he skipped town, so you got to be careful. And the other thing is, yeah, you want to look at the certificate of insurance. You want to see that they have general liability insurance, that you have to have that. And look at the date on there. And there should also be a phone number so you can call to verify that it's in force. But so I got a call from someone the other day and said, well, this guy, we gave him some money up front and we never saw him again. So we want to file a claim on his general liability policy. And I said, well, that's not general liability. Okay, that would be a bond. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a surety bond, and that's where you talked about just earlier, you want to make sure they're bonded and insured. Well, that's where a bond would come in. If you're paying someone up front and they leave and you never see them again, then you can file a claim against the bond to get that money reimbursed.
Right.
And then the insurance company that sold the bond will go after that guy and try to collect, and usually they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where a bond would come in. The general liability is for faulty work or damage that they do. So for example, someone comes in and they're doing landscaping and they're installing your new lawn, and they're rototilling, and they dig down too far, and they cut some wires.
Right.
Or your gas line or water line. Water line's a big one. Now you got a big flood. You've got all this damage. That's general liability insurance. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure they're bonded and insured, especially if you're giving them money up front. If you're giving them money up front, they better be bonded.
Sure.
Because if they leave, you're out of luck. You're out of that money. And also take that certificate, you know, and after they leave, get on the phone. There's a phone number, insurance company phone number, insurance agency, and you can call and say, oh, yeah, this person's doing some work for me, and I just wanted to verify the insurance is in force. We get those calls every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get them on someone who hasn't been insured for 3 years, and they're whiting out and the dates on their certificate, and that's fraud. But they do that. And
because now, a way, just explain how people do that. They'll come in here, and most time if they're coming in here to get insurance and they've been in business for a while, that means somebody's requiring it from them.
Right.
So they're
right.
Trying to get a job.
Yes.
So to make it easy addition, you're saying, hey, it's $1,200. They give you $100 down. They got 11 more equal payments. You've given them a certificate that's dated for a year.
Yes, that's
and then,
correct.
And then they may not make those future payments, so they're not insured.
Right. And of course, we'll send out a cancellation certificate to that person, but obviously what they're saying is they're dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to take that cancellation certificate and file it.
Right.
And they're going to continue to run with that other one. So be very careful. It's kind of like what people do who don't have auto insurance. Now they need to go get their plates or their license, and they come in and buy a policy, make the one payment, take that insurance card, go down and get their plates, and then you never see them again. And that's where that stat comes in, where, you know, 1 in 4 people, mm-hmm. 1 in 5 people in Colorado don't have auto insurance, even though it's a requirement.
Sure.
You have 20-25% of people driving without insurance, and that's what happens is they come in and they make one payment, get their card, go get their plates, and they're good for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a year, when they have to renew it, then they come in and do the same thing.
Right.
Well, they better not come here, because we won't.
Sure.
We'll do it again.
So what do you do with a general contractor, and let's say he's going to be having subs, and let's kind of talk about injuries maybe on a job. You know?
Yeah, that's very good. You see a lot of small contractors using subcontractors. Sometimes that's legitimate, and sometimes it's not. Okay, if you're just doing it to avoid them being employees, to avoid taxes and insurance, that's not the right way to do it. If you're doing it because that's the nature of your business and that's how you get the work done, is through independent subcontractors, that's different. So you know, keep that in mind, because that's what, let's say, Pinnacle Insurance. Pinnacle is the big workers' comp carrier. And they're looking at a series of tests to see whether that person's really a contractor or an employee that you're just calling a contractor. Okay. So if you have W-2 employees, you're required to have workers' comp insurance in Colorado. Mm-hmm. If you don't have it and they get hurt on the job, you're liable for those claims. Okay. So now if it's a subcontractor, you're not required unless you don't meet those tests by let's say Pinnacle, for example. Okay, and as a general contractor, you need to be very careful on those subs, because if you're requiring your sub to have workers' comp, well, that's good protection for you.
Sure.
Because they get hurt on the job, you know, that workers' comp company, whether it's Pinnacle or someone else, is going to cover that claim. But what happens if that subcontractor does not have workers' comp? And now they have a claim, they fall off the roof. They use their roofer again. Okay, now they go, they're taken to the hospital, and they have no money, they have no insurance. That hospital and their attorneys are looking for who's going to pay this bill. Mm-hmm. So they're finding out, well, who are you working for? Well, I'm working for this roofing company. And are you employee? No, I'm a subcontractor, but I do most of my work through them. That lawyer's going to go back, or even the workers' comp company is going to go back to that general contractor and say, you know what, this guy really wasn't a contractor.
Sure.
He was an employee, and you should have been covering him under workers' comp. Mm-hmm. And now you owe this claim. You're responsible for this claim, and now we're going to assess you all this premium.
Right.
You got to be very, very careful on that.
Sure.
As a general contractor, and as a business owner, to correctly classify people as either, you know, W-2 employees or 1099 contractors, mm-hmm. and the definition of that contractor, that 1099 contractor, is different with the IRS than it is with workers' comp.
Right.
So you'd be very careful on that.
Sure.
And if you're not, you could be liable for damages or mm-hmm. back premiums.
Yeah.
Big back premiums.
Wow. So, again, be very, very careful. I mean, this is a huge area, and, again, all of us watch the news. You'll see different things. We get a ton of calls at Haystack Help where usually something bad has already happened. So do your due diligence up front. If you need help with that, give us a call. We'll try to help you. And make sure you're dealing with the contractors that are, you know, fully insured, bonded, and have the workers' comp, again, if that's a qualification for their company. But you want to make sure people are covered on your job site for sure. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got one more segment with Paul with Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
If you have questions about inheritance or beneficiaries and how it affects your retirement planning, Dot Mechtenberg can help you. Discuss your legacy wishes with Dot. She can help guide you through these crucial issues. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. A few more minutes here with Paul Inigro from GIA. Once again, their number, 303-423-0162. You can check out their website at e-gia.com. So, Paul, certainly, what are some of the dates we need to look forward to? I don't know how we're looking forward to them, but what are some dates we need to know?
Well, we know that next month that insurance companies will be filing rates with the Division of Insurance. We know around July 15th we will be able to view those filings, so that's very important. It gives us information as to what's going to actually happen for 2019. Then,
but you can't tell us till when.
We could tell you whenever.
Oh, okay.
It's unofficial.
Okay, yeah,
but,
all right.
But, yeah, there's nothing that prohibits us because that is public information.
Sure, okay.
Okay, so you can access it, I can access it, and we can certainly publish it. But it's not official until, you know, sometime in October, November. Then October 1st is the start of the Medicare season. And from October 1st to October 14th is the pre-AEP, pre-annual election period. October 15th starts the AEP, the annual election period.
Okay.
And that goes until December 7th. Okay. And that's going to be the only time in the year where you can buy or make a change to your prescription drug or Medicare Advantage plan. Then November 1st is going to start Obamacare open enrollment. December 15th will be the deadline for January 1st changes. They have not announced yet how far beyond December 15th they'll extend the open enrollment. Now, this past year, it was January 12th.
Right.
Okay, we don't know yet on that. Okay, then something's happening next year. Well, January 1st through February 14th is the Medicare annual disenrollment period. And so that will allow someone on a Medicare Advantage plan to drop that plan and go back to original Medicare. Mm-hmm. And coming back for 2019 is the open enrollment period for Medicare runs from January 1st to March 31st. And we're very happy about that because the open enrollment period is that last chance to make one change to that Medicare plan. Okay, that's the chance to fix a mistake, really. That's what it is.
Right.
We get that call in January from someone that says, I bought this plan and I thought my doctor's in it and my doctor's not in it. What can I do? Well, this year it was like, well, call me October 15th and for the up to that point you just have to find another doctor. Next year we'll be able to say, okay, we have one chance to fix it, one chance. Let's do it right,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But it'll save us from having to wait till next open enrollment. So we're going to have that again next year. It's called the open enrollment period. So you have the Medicare annual election period, which is the AEP,
right,
and the open enrollment period, which is the OEP.
You know, Dan's going crazy right now.
You're right. And Dan. And then you have the annual disenrollment right. period, which is the ADP. And we'll have to think of one for Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Just special for Dan.
And again, folks, when you call GIA, Group Insurance Analyst, at 303-423-0162, all of their advice, all of their help to walk you through this costs you nothing. The biggest mistake you can make is not calling GIA.
It could cost you more to do that. And it could be on Medicare, could be your home and auto, could be your business insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, Paul, how do we get through these next few years? I mean, you look at just rates going up and up, and, you know, whether it's 7%, 18%, 25%. I mean, we can't sustain this. I mean, the public can't.
Yeah, know? We're at such a high level right now on these Obamacare plans. Even if they came out and said, oh, you know, your rate increase is only going to be 7%, 8%, well, we're at such a high level to begin with. It's not like they're coming out saying, oh, it's going to be 15% lower.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be higher. And so what's the breaking point? And who knows on that? I mean, we think we're there.
Yeah.
You know, what we'd like to see is maybe a rollback of some of these Obamacare rules, and maintain some of the protections for people who need it, and open back up more of the private market to allow more competition and people to make some different decisions.
Right. Well, Paul, thanks for having us out again. We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out, Scott.
And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, this Saturday, come out and see us. We will be at Iron Horse Armory with our Sportsman of Colorado show from 1 to 2 p.m. And a lot going on that day from about 9 to 5, but we will be there from 1 to 2 p.m. with our show. That's at 10469 South Parker Road. Again, thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Give GIA a call, 303-423-0162. Check out their website at e-gia.com. Have a great day.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
John Rush here on the next Rush to Reason.